This is episode number 98, Learning or Staying Stagnant.
This is a new day, everything bursting with hope, coming alive. This moment, you got a freedom, no looking back anymore. Open your eyes, it's coming, this is a new day.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach. From drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. Today we're going to talk about learning or staying stagnant. Being stagnant means that we don't change. We stay in one spot. And many of us in the life coaching world like to call that being comfortable. Sometimes being comfortable is a really great thing, right? It feels good to be comfortable. I mean, have you ever put on like your favorite shirt and it just feels really comfortable? Or what about a pair of slippers that's kind of broken in and fuzzy and really soft and you just love wearing those slippers? Or maybe it's your favorite chair. Or the way the driver's seat is positioned in your car when you were the last person to drive it. If you have teenagers or young adults who occasionally borrow your car, you know what I'm talking about. Thinking about your comfort zone, it's kind of a safe space. The reason we call it a comfort zone is it makes us feel good. It makes us feel like something is familiar about that. And when we're in the comfort zone, we have a space where we can just feel like we can be ourselves. We don't have to stretch, try really hard, be super alert, or do anything unusual. We can just be comfortable. So when we're in our comfort zone, we expect certain things. And with expectation, you know there's the potential to be frustrated. Every time I expect something and it doesn't work out the way I'm thinking, it's quite a surprise to me. I'm not really sure why others have failed me or why something didn't work out. And it takes some time to get through that. So when we're in our comfort zone, one of the negative side effects that could happen is that we get in the land of expectations and disappointment. Now, today I want to talk about being stagnant, what it feels like, and why we need to stretch and grow and learn. Being stagnant feels kind of samey all the time. Maybe some people like to eat the same meal all the time. When I was doing my diet program, I would eat certain things and it was very limited. I would have chicken, some vegetables, and some fruit. And then the next meal, I would have chicken, some vegetables, and some fruit. And I'll just be even more specific about that. I would have chicken, tomatoes, and an apple. And the next meal, I would have chicken, tomatoes, and an orange. And the next meal, I would have chicken, cucumber, and an apple. It was very samey. So maybe the vegetable changed a little bit, or the fruit, but it was like always between two or three choices. And it just kind of circled back around and got kind of boring. When you have the same thing all the time, not only can it feel comfortable, reassuring, and inviting, but it can feel very boring if you want different, interesting, exciting, or entertaining, or maybe motivating. And when you stay in your comfort zone in life and you do those things you've always done, chances are you're going to start losing your excitement about life. Now, I coach a lot of people in the evenings after I'm done with my full day of work at my university, and I love to coach professionals, people who are leading others, who coach others, and who teach others. I really like to help people who are stretching so that they can help other people develop their potential. And when we're doing that, interestingly enough, this idea of being in the comfort zone comes up a lot. And I think it's because it's sort of human nature to want to stay with what we're familiar with. Do we really want to go for a walk when it's cold outside? No. Maybe we want to stay inside every day. Pretty soon, we feel like boxed in and we got to get out of the house. So when I'm coaching other people, we'll talk about their enthusiasm for their job or their things they do every day, whatever those things are. And usually they come to coaching because they're feeling stagnant. A person gets stagnant when we don't stretch, when we're not growing or changing. And of course, too much change can be overwhelming, and actually it can put us in a space where we need to just take a break, shut everything down, and have some time off. But when we have no change at all and everything's the same all the time, we start to disconnect from other human beings. And when we disconnect from other human beings, some of us go inside our heads a little too much, and we start to overanalyze things, or we feel just like fuzzy in the brain. Either way, it's never a good space to be in. So if you're feeling kind of samey right now, or stuck in that place of not really looking forward to anything or having anything exciting going on in your life, that is a great red flag for you. It's a sign that it's time to stretch your comfort zone. What kind of things could stretch your comfort zone that you might look forward to? Well, one thing would be just going somewhere out of the house. And even though it sounds very simple, this could be getting in your car and driving to the post office or to the grocery store, or just driving a loop around the neighborhood and noticing the trees and any children walking down the street to school, or any changes that you observe out there. And when you do that, you're going to get some fresh perspective. You can turn on the music in your car if you want to and just have an experience for a few minutes getting out of the house. So there's one idea of stretching your comfort zone just by doing one simple thing. But what if that's not enough? You try these little episodes where you get out of the house and you break up the routine. Maybe you have something besides chicken and tomatoes and an apple for lunch, and you're still feeling a little bit stuck. Now it's time to craft a different kind of plan. And that plan could be something like starting a new exercise program or enrolling in a class where you're going to have to measure up and really do some work. Or it could be signing up to work with a coach. It could be a coach who's going to coach you through your business pursuits. Or if you're an educator, the coach could help you find your foundation for really solid well-being so that you are fresh for your students. Or it could be an academic coach who helps you consider new assignments that you want to use with your students or new teaching approaches. Perhaps you want to go on a little trip. Even though the world is in pandemic mode right now, there is still a little bit of travel happening. So perhaps you might go on a trip across town or across your state or even to another state. Maybe visit a relative that you haven't seen in a long time or a monument or a special place. Anything that will get you out of your pattern or after you're out of your comfort zone is going to help you to feel enlivened, invigorated, and much more excited about life. And if you're an extrovert like me and you just really love people, it's going to help you engage with some people too, even if you have to do it at a distance. So today I want to encourage you to get out of your comfort zone. If you notice the pattern of same every day, do one small thing to change it up. If that doesn't do it for you, make it something big and take yourself on a little trip. And let's see if that brings you some new perspective, some new energy, and brings out your personality a little bit more. I wish you all the best in being the best version of you as you stretch your comfort zone this coming week. Our theme song for the Mindset for Life Season 2 podcast is New Day, performed by Danny Gokey in 2021. Danny Gokey is under exclusive license to Capital Christian Music Group, Incorporated, and it was written by Ethan Hulse, Kobe Wedgeworth, and Danny Gokey. Copyright 2019. From Better Than I Found It, administered at CapitalCMGPublishing.com. All rights reserved, used with permission. 1, 2, 3, 4.